Season 2 of Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast is brought to you by RamFit. Here at RamFit, we take material destined for landfill and turn it into high-performance training gear that lasts because we believe we can have fitter people and a fitter planet. In the dynamic world of fitness equipment, our indestructible training tools made from recycled materials promises to revolutionize your workouts and deliver unmatched durability. By embracing the RamFit philosophy, you're not only enhancing your workouts, but also contributing to a more sustainable future. RamFit. Fitter people, fitter planet.
That's right. Ricardo's Rules of Resilience. Tune in, people. Every episode is impactful. You become more burly just by listening. Let's go.
You know, Michael, you're talking about what you do at home, and you get your lying on in the shower. You have to get yourself hyped up. And
you guys like this is a mess.
But I want people to understand who this is coming from, because sometimes someone listening to you doesn't know you. They may not understand the challenges you're facing. People think when someone's really conquering life and mentally strong and going and getting it like you're describing, sometimes we put them in a different category and say, that's not us. My life's not like that. But you're not a man that's a stranger to challenges. I mean, you're your own family. You have to show resilience every day. Would you just let listeners know a little bit about what that's like?
I appreciate you saying that, and I think you bring up a good point. You know, I was talking to some people in preparation for this podcast, and you know, I was asking one of my really good friends. He actually was in when you do the training. To become a certified unbeatable mind coach through Mark Divine's Navy SEAL program, you have a boat crew and you have a battle buddy. He was my battle buddy, and he's a mental performance coach for the Washington Nationals. And he's a phenomenal human being. We talk about resilience a lot. And I said, what are the types of people, when you think of resilience, what are the types of people that you find to be, you know, the most resilient? And I loved his answer. Is it okay if I read it?
Of course. Yeah, definitely.
He said, I am not interested in those who are not recognized in their roles, but accept the grind. Stay connected to their values and frame them as opportunities to grow. Parents with kids with disabilities like you. Teachers, those born into traumatic childhoods, poverty, but they battle and rise. They're not in the spotlight, but people need to know about them. And it just, when he said that, it just hit me, because in many ways, I agree. There are so many people that have a silent struggle that we don't know anything about. I said, and my response to him was, you know, we need to have ESPN 30 for 30
That's
on those
right.
people.
Yeah.
You know? I was telling you guys offline before we started, I met my wife, who's the love of my life. She's my hero. She's amazing. You ask Yancy about her, ask Mark about her. They love her too. Through the world of fitness and endurance racing. She was an Ironman triathlete. She had just finished Ironman Boulder, which, you know, is one of the, I'll put it up there, it's one of the toughest. And she, that's when we met. And so she was used to overcoming these physical challenges. And it's a mental, you guys know, it's a mental challenge too. And I was in the world of Spartan and Tough Mudder and all these other, you know, crazy things. So that's how we met, through the world of endurance challenges. And we always would say life takes endurance. The stuff you do on the course comes back into your daily life to serve you.
That's right.
You know, Yancy talks about how the death race got him through his struggle with cancer. That story, oh man, that story just gets me every time. And it's true. I know it's true, right? Because that man is my brother and I understand what he's been through. And you know, for me, my wife and I decided to start a family right away. She lived in Oklahoma, I lived in Boston, and she ended up moving to Boston. I showed her the mountains, I showed her the beaches. She's like, we don't have this in Oklahoma, I'm coming to Boston. We started a family right away. And our family dream was, we're gonna run Get Burly events all over the country. We're gonna challenge ourselves constantly. We're gonna be doing Ironmans, we're gonna be doing Tough Mudders, we're gonna be doing Spartan races, we're gonna be with groups of people, we're gonna be training, we're gonna be doing all, you know, we had these beautiful dreams and hopes and wishes. And we also decided we wanted to have a family right away. And when I met my wife, it's a plus one deal. I got my beautiful daughter, May, and so I proposed to both of them when we met. right? And Mae's a sweetheart. I love her to death. She's amazing in her own right. But we also wanted to have another child right away. And the good Lord blessed us, and it happened, like, immediately. Our little Stadler man was born. And he is a blessing in a million different ways. Early on, we noticed that there were some things that were a little bit different about Stadler. And we didn't really understand what it was, but we started to get some testing. And he was diagnosed with autism at 2 years old. And it was a very confusing time because I didn't really know much about it. I didn't understand what that meant long term. And I could talk for hours about this, but but because of your show and what your show's about, I guess I want to bring this to the audience, okay? What happened as a result of that was it was the death of one life. It was the death of a life we had imagined, and it was the rebirth of a new one. And that came with more challenges than I ever thought. Challenges, you know, I mean, I'll give you just an example. You know, part of autism oftentimes is that children have a lot of difficulty with sleeping. And so, you know, I'm working, I don't know, minimum 80 hours a week. And my son doesn't sleep. And when I say doesn't sleep, I'm talking about from 0 to 1, from 1 to 2, from 2 to 3, from 3 to 4, from 4 to 5. He's 6 now, and he started sleeping just several months ago. And so you're sleep deprived. You're up all night. Everything is tested constantly. Your patience. You're trying to show love. You're trying to show respect. You're trying to show admiration. You're trying to be a great dad for your daughter. You're trying to be a great husband to your wife. You're trying to serve people through Get Burly. Okay. I also teach full time, right? I'm trying to serve people that I have the privilege to teach. I also coach full time. I'm trying to serve people that I have the privilege to coach. I'm also in charge of supporting my family. My wife is no longer able to work because she has to be at home full time to take care of him. It requires a lot. It's more than anything I could have ever thought of. And I choose my words carefully. Regardless of all that, he is the best blessing I've ever had in my life. I love that. I love my Stadler man to death. But when it comes to resilience and overcoming difficulty, there are so many people just like us that don't understand, and there aren't answers. You know, my son breaks his arm. He's not at this point, right? The power of yet. We talk about the power of yet. Carol Dweck talks about this with the growth mindset, the power of yet. At this point, he has not yet been able to speak. So when your son's covered in blood and you have no idea what's going on and you don't know why because he can't tell you and he's pulling out his own teeth, this happened to us in Boston. We had to go to Boston Children's Hospital. He had an infection in his gums. His teeth were hurting so bad he couldn't tell us. Imagine looking at your four-year-old son. You have no idea what's wrong, and he's covered in blood, ripping out his own teeth, screaming in the most intense pain you could possibly fathom. I mean, you just can't. You can't begin to fathom this. You know, there's no way I can describe it. You know, going 6 years and never hearing "I love you, Dad" from the person you love more than anything in the world. You know, that's something that I live with every single day. Again, despite all that, I want to make sure this is abundantly clear. He is the best blessing I have ever had in my life, and I love him exactly the way he is, and we're going to continue to fight for him to be able to overcome these challenges that we have. But there's a lot of resilience in parents that are dealing with children with disabilities, and, you know, people have situations that are difficult. I don't want to say more or less of difficult, because I feel like difficulty is relative, but everybody has challenges. You know, everybody has something that's heavy on their heart. So I think the message here is, let's approach people with grace and humility and have an understanding that everybody's got something heavy that they're going through. And let's open up our heart and open up our minds to maybe some of the difficulties that people are going through and be a little bit more open, you know, to the struggles of people. And let's have some awareness about autism. You know, people, if, you know, you're sitting in line and a child's making all kinds of noise and you're frustrated, maybe the parent has done everything that they can, you know, maybe they're a single parent and this is the only way they can go to the store to get groceries. Like, why did you leave me home? I'm on survival mode. You know, where's your understanding? Where's your patience? Where's your love? Where's your affection? So, you know, we've had those situations. I've been in those frustrating situations. I've had to test every tool that I have when I'm dealing with somebody that's extremely ignorant and extremely judgmental about my son that has these unique challenges. It's been, you want to talk about testing your tools, the tools that you have that you've gone through and all these different unique challenges. It tests you. It does test you, but, you know, in any which way, life is going to test you. And this is one of the reasons I think you guys probably know why I love having Mark and Yancey in my corner, because they've been tested in their ways. They've been two brothers to me that have supported me through this entire journey with autism, from, you know, all the difficulties and struggles that I've had, the darkest times with my wife and daughter that you can possibly imagine. I don't want to get into detail about that, but extremely dark times. And that's one of the reasons why we made the move. You know, we talked about the move. We moved from Boston to Fort Smith because we needed to get closer to family. We had a lot more familial support here. So I left everything I ever knew. I mean, Boston, you know, Boston's like everything to me. That was difficult. That was extremely difficult, right? I'm leaving everything that I've ever known and everybody that I've ever known, because I know that that's exactly what my family needs. But that's what we do.
That's right.
Right? We take what matters most and we make the changes in our life to make things the way that they need to be. Talked about the four walls in your house being better. Well, guess what? They're a heck of a lot better now. But to get to this place, the last, let's say, 18 months, it's, way tougher than any spot race I've ever had. Let's put it that way.
You do what you have to do, even if you move to a place where you can't order coffee because they don't even understand you.
Nobody understands me. That's the best part about it. Is I'm like, but we do get some good laughs. We do get some good laughs out of it. That's for sure. That's for sure. So where are you guys located, by the way? Where are you guys located?
We're in Northeast Indiana, but I'm currently, go to university at Aurora University. So it's about 3 hours west of there in Aurora, Illinois.
We gotta get Burley in Indiana. Let's go.
Yeah, that's what Yancey was saying.
Let's
do it now.
We've never had an event in Indiana.
Let's go.
Let's break some ground.
Yancey brought that up in our interview with him, and the more I hear about it, the more I want to do it. So you've made the sale. Now we just got to figure out the details. We gotta make this happen.
Oh man, well that wasn't the intent of making a sale, but it's
okay. No, I.
And you guys get it.
I was just saying that you've got me sold on it. I'm bought in, and I just got to make it happen now because I know I want it.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
I'm glad to hear that.
Definitely. Yeah, and I can't even imagine the energy about hearing, just on the podcast platform, just hearing and feeling your energy. And I've been around. I've coached sessions with Yancey and feeling his energy, so I just can't imagine.
Yeah. He's got a little bit. Yancey gets a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit sometimes, every now and then.
I love when Mark tells a story. I don't know what he was. I don't know if it was like one of the rucking events. He just said that he just felt like he had nothing left in the tank, and he goes, and out comes Yancey. And like lifted me from the dead, like, you gotta go, and you gotta
now.
He's like, it's just like, there's no, it's like, there's the, in that moment when you, it's like, you have no option, right? You have no option. We've seen a lot of those at Gipperly camps too, where it's like someone's on the struggle bus and he's like, nope. Let's do this.
They had the Deca Fit event in Fort Wayne, and Mark talked me into doing the Deca Fit ruck, so all the fit, the running, and the stations with the ruck on. And I'm getting towards the eighth station, the tank, and I was cramping up, so I asked someone for some electrolytes because I'm cramping up. And the person goes to hand me the electrolytes, and Yancey runs up and grabs the water bottle and doesn't let him give it to me. And I talk to him afterwards, and he's like, I just had to get you in the pain cave, a little deeper in the pain cave, cause some more pain.
Right? It's like, oh, God, you gotta love it. But, you know, he does, in all that training that I have been so fortunate enough to be able to go down and train with Mark Devine, they talk about something called the 20X factor. And I know that Mark has become good friends with him over the years, and he's talked a lot about working with people. And, you know, the percentage of people that actually go through his Kokoro camp, which is like his version of Death Race, that end up passing buds compared to people that don't, is like, it's dramatically higher. It's incredible. So he's got this incredible program, and he talks about the 20X factor, right? And so the 20X factor is you're actually 20 times more capable than you think you are. And I think that those guys, it's one of the reasons why I love having Mark and Yancey on my team, is because they help people, and they each do it in a very unique way. They help people tap into that indomitable will, we call it, you know, that 20X factor, where the body, you guys know, because you're in this world of endurance and fitness, you can get to places that you're not aware of. You just have to tap into it. And it, It's from the chin up. There's so much of it that's just from the chin up. We talk about all the time how you got to win from the chin up and you got to control what's going on up here. And they are masterful. And like I said, each in their own way of helping people to get to that space of digging deep, not giving up. And that is helping people in life in so many ways. Yes, it's fitness, but it's so much more than that. Because you can't give up. Stuff's going to happen. You know, maybe you had a plan for one life and you have an autistic child, then you have to have a completely different life. You know, maybe you can't work anymore. Maybe your wife was working and she was able to support the family. Now you've got to shoulder that burden 100% by yourself. Maybe you don't sleep for 6 years while you're running your business. Maybe, you know, there's a million different things that can happen, but you've got to learn to harness the totality of what we have inside of us. There's so much there, mind, body, and spirit, but we got to learn to tap into it. And I tell you, and you guys know this, it ain't going to happen in your comfort zone.
Your best life begins where your comfort zone ends. That's what we tell people.
Yeah, that's right, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that's you gotta find a way to tap in, you know? It's there. It's there.
I love all that you're preaching, and even you brought up earlier with the yet, one of Ricardo's rules, we like to say, you can't say yet. Can't say can't if it's not followed by yet.
Mm-hmm.
Talking with your son, not being able to speak, you can't talk yet, right? Adding in that powerful. It's so powerful in your mindset and just the way that you think about things and how it really propels you into accomplishing things that you didn't get to think. I just love it. All of it.
The power of yet and the possibility of now, I talk about a lot. What right now? What are you doing right now to create that yet that you want, right? So, you know, there's a lot of power in that. And then the other one I love, the switch is I have to becomes I get to, right? Whatever
that's
it is,
right.
You get to do it. You're
there
like,
we
you're
go.
You know, you're breathing. I have to becomes I get to. Like, no matter how hard it is, you still get to do that, right? So I think having that perspective is going to help. You know, it's going to help a lot of people right now. Like I said, there's a lot of people in despair. You guys know what happened. Some of it's from COVID. Some of it's from too much time on this. There's a lot of different reasons for it, but talking about resilience, having these good conversations that you guys are having with inspiring people is helping. All the good work you're doing, coaching is helping. All the work that you're doing with DecaFit is helping. So I admire and respect the heck out of you guys for doing this work that I think is solving some major problems that exist in our world right now.
I appreciate it. And thank you to all the work you're doing with Get Burly. This stuff is great. And then even coming on podcasts like this and just spreading the word, it's so great to hear. And as we finish up with our time with you, one of the questions that we love to ask our guests is something that we might not have brought up that you wanted to talk about. So sharing something that we haven't already asked you about.
Man, that's a great question. We've covered a lot today, you know. I think, one thing I think that I would really like to leave your listeners with, which we already talked about, but maybe just to reemphasize it, is to the one thing I can implore where I've been able to make the most positive difference in the people that I've had the privilege to pour into and to serve is helping them to carve out that space. Yeah. So as crazy as your life is, look, I know if anyone knows it gets crazy, guys, I don't live a freaking job life. Like there's every day is a struggle. I woke up this morning. Another thing with autism, you get bloody noses a lot. My son turned around. I had all my stuff on ready for work. Just got covered in blood. 6 a.m. covered him after, you know, that's how I'm starting my day, right? Like things happen, you know, but so I want people to understand I'm coming from this from a perspective where I know it's hard to carve out time and space. Yeah. I get that, right? But if it matters, you'll get it done, right? So I would just implore people to hit the pause button in your life and take some time to carve out the space for what, to at least identify what matters most to you, and then align your daily habits with those things, because it changes everything. The whole realm of possibilities in your life changes, and the only way to know it is to just do it, you know.
Yes.
So hit the pause button.
What is important is what we do, not what we say, right? So if I follow you for a day and write down what's important to you, and you can't tell me what's important, I just follow you for a day and I see what's important to you. Well, that's what's really important. Mm-hmm. Not what you tell me when I ask you what matters, but what are you doing every day?
Man, and I'll tell you what too, about that right there. Two guys that I've followed around, I've held their children. I've seen them with their wives. I've seen them with their families. I've seen them at work. I've seen them everywhere. I've lived with them. I've spent weeks with them. I've been in the deep Maine woods with them. I've been everywhere with them. Mark and Nancy, they live it. What you're saying, they live what they say is important to them. They live it. which is one of the reasons why I admire them so much.
So anybody who hasn't listened to those episodes, absolutely. Go back and listen to Mark Jones.
That's
and
right.
Nancy Culp.
Yeah. Ricardo's Rules of Resilience. Tune in, people. Every episode is impactful. You become more burly just by listening. Let's go.
Yeah, we got to add that in. That's got to be our new intro now. Throw that in instead of my little. That's great. So
I love listening to JP's Thick Irish Brogue.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, this is awesome. We got your Irish
Brogue. When Yancey started pointing his finger at me, I had to get going. You know, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. He's like, all of a sudden, the competitive juice is starting to flow. I had to get out there on course. Oh, I love it. I love me some JP. He's such a great guy, too.
That is the perfect JP impersonation right there.
Oh, goodness. Good stuff. Good
Michael,
stuff.
It has been an absolute pleasure. We resonate with you and what you value and how you're coaching people to withstand and recover from difficulties. You're living it every day. If people want more, if they want some more Get Burly in their life, how can they get a hold of you to get some of that?
Oh, well, I appreciate you asking that. It's easy. Everything's just at Get Burly, right? So getburly.com. We got the Get Burly YouTube channel. We got the Get Burly Instagram page. We got the Get Everything's just Get Burly, right? And it's Michael Caron at getburly.com. I'm very easy to get a hold of. There's a contact us page on the website. If you or your team wants us to come help you out, we work with, like we said, athletic teams, corporate teams, you know, just building strength from the inside out, like we talked about. Team building and leadership development is our specialty. So we'd love the opportunity to come out and serve you and your team. And it's easy to get in touch with us. Just Get Burly.
Let's Get Burly.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, right. Get Burly.
Wait, we ought to say, wake up early, Get Burly. Let's go.
Wake up early, we go. Get Burly.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's go. So yeah, so
we're coming. By the way, we're coming to Indiana next. We gotta come. I gotta meet you guys in person.
Let's do it.
Yes, definitely. Let's go. Indiana, first one in Indiana. Let's do it.
Indiana will never be the same, and neither will we.
That's right.
Yeah. Awesome. Great. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time, Michael. I'm super excited to get to meet you in person.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great.
Well, see, here's the only problem though. My son's finally asleep. He just went to bed. And now you guys got me so fired up. There ain't no way I'm going to be able to go to sleep. I'm going to have to go to the gym or something. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Time for some box breathing.
I guess, yeah. I got to regulate. You guys got me all fired up now. That's right.
It's a pause.
Well, thank you guys so much for the time. I really appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. And I love what you're doing. So
likewise, Mike.
Season 2 of Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast is brought to you by RamFit. Here at RamFit, we take material destined for landfill and turn it into high-performance training gear that lasts because we believe we can have fitter people and a fitter planet. In the dynamic world of fitness equipment, our indestructible training tools made from recycled materials promises to revolutionize your workouts and deliver unmatched durability. By embracing the RamFit philosophy, you're not only enhancing your workouts, but also contributing to a more sustainable future. RamFit. Fitter people, fitter planet.